Good morning to our Warhope Baptist Church family. Thank you for once again joining us through digital video. It's an opportunity for us just to get together for a little while around God's Word. Thank you for being here. Julie and I really hope that you guys have had a great week. But we do know it's been a little bit interesting. We know the new laws that have come out. Now we can only get together in groups of two. We have to avoid any non-essential travel. Let me say that I had intended on going outdoors to do some more video recording outside, but I don't think that would be considered essential. So now, here we are at the Garden Village Chapel, and hopefully you will like this venue. Let me apologize, first of all, that there's a little bit of an echo here, but with an empty building, you can understand why that it's a little bit unusual. So folks, let's just keep doing what we've been asked to do. Well, most people have listened to the new requirements, and well, most people have. And this coronavirus is starting to flatten and slow down. Let's make sure that we just praise the Lord for that, because there's a lot of people, a lot of countries in the world that's not doing that well. But praise the Lord, it appears that things are slowing down here. But as we move into the day after day after day of social isolation, some people might really begin to struggle. And to get through that, let me share with you some things that I have learned from the scriptures that have helped me, and maybe it will help you. So we're going to look over to Matthew chapter 6 and find out some things that Jesus said. But before we do that, I want to lead you in a word of prayer. A couple of prayer requests. Please remember Julie Ferguson, who said goodbye to her mom this week. Remember Mike Sturgis, who said goodbye to Jen. These two families have been through some difficult times, so keep them in mind. And thirdly, remember those people who are working on the front line. They can't stay at home. And some of them, particularly the medical community, they're on the front lines in dangerous situations, so keep them in your prayers. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for your blessings, and thank you for your love for us. Thank you that things are appearing to at least slow down here. I pray that continues. And Lord, I pray for Julie Ferguson now, who said goodbye to her mom. Pray for Mike Sturgis, who said goodbye to Jan. And Lord, be really, really close and comfort these two families now in this difficult time. I ask, Father, as well, that you will look after those people that on the front line in very dangerous situations right now. So, Father, keep them safe as they continue to work, so they continue doing their job. Just keep them safe, and keep us all safe, Father. Keep us in your protective hand. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, and one more thing. Keep an eye out for an email this week. Next Sunday is Easter, and again, we're not going to be able to get together as normal. But we're going to try to do something very, very, very special. So keep an eye out for your emails. Now, let's go on to Matthew chapter 6 and see what we can find. Many times in the Gospels, the writers recorded that Jesus often went away by himself into the wilderness. He was, to bring it in today's terms, he was socially isolating for a purpose. Well, what was that purpose? We all know that Jesus went into the wilderness to spend time in prayer, to spend time with the Father. He would leave those people that he was trying to minister to, those people he was healing, those people he was trying to lead to himself. He would leave them to spend time alone to get closer to the Father. Now let me ask you, if Jesus did that, don't you think it would be a good idea if that's something that we would do at this time? Now, many of us, we have the opportunity to do that. Others still have to work, but some people have extra time. So let me just encourage you to invest some time in getting close to the Father and knowing Him even more. I mean, what an awesome opportunity. So let's go over to Matthew chapter 6, and we won't have to read because you know a big part of it already. So say with me the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let's look at the first couple of verses or a couple of parts in that prayer. First, Jesus honors the Father and he praises him. And then he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy will be done. Sometimes the will of God can be difficult. It can be uncomfortable. Sometimes it can be painful. When he says, thy will be done, and we pray that now, what is God's will for us right now? I think we may have a little extra time to get to know God. It has always been the Lord's desire for us to pursue Him, to learn more about Him, to spend more time with Him. And for some of us, now we have time to do that. But something to keep in mind, if we're going to pursue God like we believe He wants us to, we're going to have to lay aside some distractions. First, the television and the news. Folks, it's good to keep up with what's going on. But I'm afraid right now that the news media is really sensationalizing everything that goes on throughout the world. And folks, if you listen to that all day long, it's hard to even be comfortable. So turn the TV off and spend some time with the Lord, getting to know Him better. Secondly, turn off Facebook. It's real easy to spend a lot of time just scrolling through the notes and the pictures in Facebook. And I think it'd be a good time to lay that aside because there's a lot of negativity there too that you really don't need. Or whatever it is that's distracting you, now is the time to lay that aside and on purpose, as Jesus did, on purpose pursue that relationship with the Father. So remember, Jesus did that, and I think now we can do that. Well, some say, well, you know, I can pray a whole lot better when I'm in a group of people, when I'm in fellowship with our church. And, you know, I can understand that because that's what we were designed to do. We're designed to be social creatures. So when we're together, we just kind of draw an energy off of each other. But right now, that's not possible. And Jesus really gave some insight into this. In the next verses, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, he says, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Folks, that is biblical isolation, and it's not something that has just come up. This biblical concept has been around for 2,000 years. Now, many of us have the opportunity to pursue it in a much better way. But look at the promise that is contained. Your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Wow. I believe that's what Jesus was doing as he was socially isolating and spending time with the Father. And he'd come out much better as a result of this. Folks, this is a spiritual discipline that we can learn now and we can carry for the rest of your life. This is a possibility in the midst of a problem. Oh, and one other thing, when you're spending time with God, don't just repeat things over and over and over. Jesus said something about that in verse number 7. When you pray, don't babble on and on as people of other religions do. There's a lot of people doing that. He said they think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. So let's spend a conscious time with the Lord. From our hearts, speak honestly, speak openly with Him. And I think He'll reward us as a result of this. Well, perhaps you're struggling with this idea. Let me paint just a little picture for you that I read about, and maybe it'll help. Sometimes when you get alone by yourself, let me encourage you just to, in your mind, think about this. Jesus is just inviting you to come and join Him in His time of prayer. When you do and He begins to pray, listen to what He says. Watch the expression on His face. Hear the passion in His voice as He speaks to the Father. And when He is finished, He may turn to you. And if He does, ask Him, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach me to pray. Show me what I'm doing wrong. And then take notes on what He says. Well, you don't have to take notes. Because I believe that you and I both know right now the things that we need to do that would be honoring to Jesus, that can allow us to get closer to God. So keep that little illustration in your mind. So as we get further and further in this historic time of self-isolation, let's make sure that we find the possibilities in this problem. Let's remember that right now, many of us have a much greater opportunity to spend time with God. And let's pursue that. It just might change our lives. And in closing, let me say this. Perhaps you're someone who's never had a close relationship with Jesus. Perhaps you're a person who have never really decided to invite Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior and your leader. Let me just tell you that He stands ready. He stands ready right now to hear you and to respond to you. He's listening for your call. Jesus is just as close as the mention of His name. Why don't you reach out to Him? And you'll find Him reaching back to you. In closing, let me share with you the words of a little chorus that we used to sing back, way back in the Pentecostal church when I was growing up. It goes like this: reach out and touch the Lord as He walks by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, and your needs He'll supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. If you look in the Bible, a blind man, a group of lepers, a woman who had an incurable disease, all of these people reached out and touched the Lord, and He reached out to them and changed their life. And I believe we can do that right now if we will just reach out to Him. Let's pray. Father, thank You again for Your word. Thank You for the lessons that we can learn from Your word. Father, You've done so much for us. Thank You again for Jesus, when He died for us, to where we can spend eternity with You. And Father, for those who perhaps have not trusted Jesus right now, help them to realize right now is a very, very good time to come and trust you and let you change their life and fill the anxiety with your love and your peace. Help them to make that decision. Lord, we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks. We'll see you later on.